Welcome. This is the Pacifica Audit Committee of 2015. My name is Fred Blair. I'm the chair of the committee. Today's date is March 24th, 2015. Our secretary is Kim Kaufman. Kim, you want to take the role?
Hello?
Yes.
Are we on the stream?
We're on the stream now. We're live.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me take roll?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Fred Blair.
Present.
Steve Brown. Virginia Browning. She was here. She'll be back.
Sorry, I forgot to unmute. Here.
Okay. Carolyn Burden. Maria Elena Castellanos. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Hi, Steve Brown here.
Okay, I just called your name. Okay. Jane Gatewood.
Hello?
Is that Jane?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Donald Goldmacher.
Here.
William Heerwagon.
Present.
Kim Kaufman. Present. Robert Marr.
Present.
Brenda Medina.
Present. And can somebody mute their phone? There's an echo.
Lawrence Reyes. And Pete Tucker. Oh, Nancy.
Present.
Okay.
Pete Tucker's here.
Thank you.
Somebody get on.
Hello?
Is that Carolyn Burden?
Yeah, Carolyn just came.
Okay.
We're just taking the roll call, Carolyn. We're live.
Oh, good. Sorry to be late. Thank you.
I think somebody's on speaker.
There's a very strong echo. Could somebody please mute their phone?
I don't get an echo.
Well, the echo seems to have disappeared at this point.
Okay, I'm muted.
Secretary, do we have a count?
Well, we have quorum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yes, we have almost a full committee. We're missing two members. Okay. Have people received the agenda for tonight?
No, what time was it spent? This is Brenda.
Here, I'm checking. It was sent out at 3:25 today.
I'm sorry, was it in the minutes, in the same email as the minutes? Because that's the only email I received.
No, it wasn't.
It was sent out before the minutes.
Okay, I got the minutes, but I didn't get the agenda.
Yeah, neither did I. This is Brenna.
I don't think I got it either, Virginia.
Well, the agenda is pretty simple. For those people, Kim, could you send it out again?
Does it say, is the subject line agenda?
Yeah.
Agenda Audit Committee 3-24-15. That's the subject line.
What time was it sent, please?
On the email, I see 3:25 today.
This is Pete Tucker. I also didn't get it.
Okay.
Well, that would mean it would be like 6:30 if you're in the East Coast.
Kim, can you send it out again?
Sure.
Well, I have it at 3:44 p.m.
Okay. Well, Luis Fuentes on the line.
Welcome, Luis. We're on live stream right now. We've just finished taking the roll. We have quorum. You're... You're the 14th of the 15 member committee. I can read the agenda. It's fairly simple. I'll read what I have. Seven lines. It's first item is roll call. Second item is agenda, approval of minutes. Next item is clarification of members. This is all part of the notice of next meeting. And then the first item of business is Steve Brown motion for reconsideration of approval of audit. Then the last two items of business are nomination for chair for the year 2015 and nomination for secretary.
Point of information, Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
When was Steve Brown's motion for reconsideration notice to the audit committee? Because I only received notice of it today.
I sent some time ago.
Well, that isn't good enough. What date was it on the email? Because I have not seen the 7-day notice of that motion. So I would like a date, time, in order to comply with CPB.
Jose, I'm looking it up here. He sent it out about a week ago. I'm Stephen Brown. He sent it out. I have here on the 20th, and today is the 24th. I have a notice here on the 20th. Did you send it out before that also, Steve?
I don't think so. And I sent it out again today.
Brenda for the stack?
Yes, Brenda.
Okay. Are we done discussing the agenda? Because I want to hear the agenda first before I make my comment.
We're not done discussing the agenda. Jose Luis wanted to know when Steve noticed the committee about his motion for reconsideration of the approval of the audit.
Okay, that's fine. But, can I get on the stack once we're done discussing it? Thanks.
I'm sorry, Jose Luis, I got dropped off.
Okay, Brenda, I've got you on the stack. Jose, what's your motion?
It was my point of information, and I haven't had it answered completely.
Well, I'm going to rule that we can answer that only after we approve the agenda. So let's concentrate on.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Point of order.
What are you after, Luis?
You heard what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I have a point of information, and I want to know on what date the email from Steve Brown was sent to the audit committee telling us that he was bringing this motion to reconsider.
Okay, I would have to go look that up in my computer.
Point of information.
What's your point of information, Kim?
Uh-huh. I'm not sure that it matters what date it was sent out. Irrelevant.
Yes, it is.
No, Robert's Rules very specifically says, and it's in my email to you, that it does not matter how long afterwards this motion is made. It takes precedence, and it must be considered. I sent the citation from Robert's Rules of Order,
yes.
Newly revised, 11th edition, page 329.
Did you finish?
I'm sorry, who's trying to speak?
Chair. I'm sorry, this is Brenda. Could you finish the agenda, and then I'd like to get on the stack because I'd want to discuss that agenda item.
I put you on the stack, Brenda. Again,
point of order.
I'm ruling that we need to complete the agenda before we can move on to business.
Yeah.
What's your
right,
point of order?
I challenge the ruling
point
of the chair.
Point of order,
and that's
Fuentes.
That's fine, Kim. That's
I
fine,
just
Kim.
Made
you
a
can do
point
it.
Of order.
That's
Kim,
fine.
Don't
go at this,
interrupt
Kim.
Me,
Mr. I want a ruling from the chair, and it's the CPB that's controlling here, not Robert's Rules. Seven-day note needs to be given, so I would want that answer, or I want to vote, because I'm challenging the ruling of the chair.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Kim?
Number one, Mr. Fuentes was out of order. Number two, I would like to hear the agenda finished being read before we start making motions about it.
I have not made a motion. I asked for a point of information, and the chair denied my point of information on a ruling, and I am challenging that ruling.
We haven't heard the full agenda yet.
Well, it doesn't matter. The chair is the one who ruled. So either he takes back his ruling, and I get my question answered, or we take a vote. It's simple. Take a vote. I don't know why we're arguing.
Jose, can I attempt to answer you? First of all, the meeting today was noticed about 3 weeks ago. The agenda was not set at the... this is our regular monthly meeting of the audit committee today, and it was noticed over a month ago. As to Steve's motion to reconsider, that was sent out, I believe, 4 days ago. And he sent out about 2 days ago, or maybe today, a complete statement of Robert's Rules procedures for reconsideration, what the requirements are and conditions.
Thank you.
Is that adequate to
yeah,
point
thank
of information?
You. Yes, thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry if that I didn't completely answer your question first time. In any case, can we proceed on to finalizing the agenda?
Point of information.
Yes, point of procedure, Carolyn here.
What's your point of procedure, Carolyn?
Yes, for those asking, Steve's original notice was sent out at 6:42 p.m. on March 19th. And the subject was move to reconsider the committee's vote to approve the physical audit if you're searching for it.
Point of information, Chair. This is Lawrence.
Yes. What's your point of information, Lawrence?
So when something is noticed, doesn't it come off the table after 30 days? It's a notice of 30 days.
I don't think that has to deal with meetings.
9-1-1.
This is a regular meeting of the audit committee, which was noticed.
9-11-1-8.
What is it? 9-11.
No,
9-11-9-8.
Yeah.
Lawrence, Robert Mark,
Stack, please. Who's requesting Stack?
Robert Mark.
Can I get an answer to my question, Chair?
I'm not sure what your question is. Could you clarify it?
Sure.
What is the relevance of it?
If I put something on notice, that means it takes, for reconsideration, it takes 30 days for that to come up in business.
Not so.
That's not correct, Lawrence.
Notice to reconsider takes 30 days.
Point of information, Chair.
What's your point of information, Carolyn?
Could Lawrence supply a citation from Robert's Rules for that? I have never heard of that.
I got a life and I'm working right now, and I don't have Robert's Rules in front of me.
Okay, that's mute. Thank you. Can we move on?
No, that's not mute. It's not mute. That's the rule.
There's no citation.
That's the rule.
There is no rule.
I'm ruling on Lawrence's point of information. I'm saying, as far as I understand, Robert puts no limit on time limit on reconsideration
for a committee.
Brenda.
Well, he's making a motion to that's reconsideration is to rescind.
No,
well,
no,
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 it's
Chair.
Completely separate. Reconsideration
yeah, separate.
Is different
separate
than
issues.
Rescinding.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Can we finalize the agenda, please?
Chair?
Well, I'm asking if there's any additions to the agenda.
I'd like to be on the stack, as
and
I requested
Carolyn,
earlier. If you're done,
there should be trying to speak at the same time.
I am on the stack. I have something on the agenda.
Okay, Robert. What is it you'd like to add to the agenda?
About a month ago, I sent out an email to you all suggesting that we ought to have a conversation about what to do if Armanino decides they don't want to do business with us again. I don't think we need to take any action, but I think there ought to be a discussion about what we need to do when and if that occurs.
Would you like to add that to the agenda?
I would. Yes.
Would that, where would you like to add that? Before the nominations for chair and secretary?
That's fine, except for if somebody finds authority for we can't hear the motion on the reconsideration because it wasn't given 7 days' notice, that would also eliminate the election of officers. So just put it in there somewhere. Hopefully we'll get to it.
Okay.
Chairman, on the stack, please.
Yes, I was just adding this to the to our minutes, or to our
yeah,
agenda.
I've been on the stack, Chair. This is Brett.
Okay. Since you've spoken several times already, Carolyn, I'm going to let Brenda go before you. What do you want? Do you have the floor, Brenda?
Okay, thank you. Since we're done discussing the agenda, I actually request that the motion to rescind is out of order, and for the following reasons. One is that we voted to approve the audit, and action items were already taken for implementation, and therefore I'll send out the Roberts Rules order is that if actions already have been taken place as a result of approving the audit, then the motion to reconsider is moot and no longer applies to reconsider the approval of the audit since action items from the national office have already taken place. Thank you.
Point of order.
What's your
Steve
point of
Brown
order?
On the stack?
First of all, the agenda has not been approved. So,
I understand that. That's why I'm asking to remove it prior to approving the agenda.
Steve Brown on the stack.
Yes, I got you, Steve. And
thank you,
Cam. Hold on, Cam. I'm going to rule that that would violate the members who voted with the majority. It's right to reconsider the motion, and that it's not mute. Okay, Kim.
I'm challenging the ruling of the chair, given the procedures that already took place after taking that vote. Is that the national office has already done approved our D&O insurance for directors? And so, since an action item was already taken as a result of passing the audit, There's no reason to rescind it. Or actually, the people have a reason to rescind, but it's out of order. It no longer applies since follow-up items have already taken place as a result of that.
I understand what you're saying.
This is Donald.
And so I'm challenging your ruling if that's the case that you're ruling that I'm out of order. I'm challenging your ruling.
No, I'm not ruling you're out of order. I'm ruling against your motion to remove the item from the agenda.
So I'm challenging your...
This is Kim, and I'd like to be on the stack.
And this is Donald on the stack.
Are we going to discuss Brenda's motion to remove the item from the agenda?
She's challenging your ruling, yes.
No, this is Kim, and I have a point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order, Kim?
Anybody can put something on the agenda in a committee. If you want to talk it down, vote it down, when it comes to it on the agenda, that's the process in committee. But you cannot censor people from putting things on the committee. So it's on the agenda, and we'll just take it up when we get to it on the agenda.
Point of order.
Out of order, when we get there, that's fine. We'll argue it then. This is
point
not
of order
for arguing.
What's your point? Okay, thank you, Kim. What's your point of order?
This is Donald. If you go to page 318, line 29 of Robert's Rules of Orders, you cannot reconsider a motion under the following circumstances. An affirmative vote in the nature of a contract when the party to the contract has been notified of the outcome, or any vote which has caused something to be done that it is impossible to undo. That is, in fact, the case here. And so having a motion to reconsider is out of order and should not be placed on the agenda.
Well, I'm ruling against you, John, that Donald.
Great, then we're going to challenge your ruling.
Okay, Kim.
Brenda has already requested.
You want to take a
Carolyn, on the side, please.
We're getting into the discussion rather than finishing up the agenda. What do you want to talk about, Carolyn?
Well, I just want to point out that Steve did advise the board that he was putting in this, and therefore the approval conveyed to the auditors was premature because he was challenging the ruling, and so that question is moot. I don't believe that that particular Roberts rule applies here because Steve notified the PNB, and they should have notified the audit committee. If they did not, that's their problem. Mm-hmm.
This is Donald for the stack.
And this is Brenda for the stack.
When do I get on the stack? This is Steve Brown.
Steve, since you made the reconsideration motion, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, the Roberts Rules talks about irreparable or undoable acts. Nothing that's happened is irreparable. They give the example of spending all the money in a budget that can't be called back, for example. This is not the case here. No actions have been taken that are either irreparable or not undoable. So your point is not relevant. And as I think I understand that the director's liability insurance is dependent on submission of an audit, not approval of an audit. So
thank
the
you,
audit
Steve.
Was submitted, and we're insured.
Brenda for the stack, Chair, and Donald.
I have you on the stack, Brenda. You've already spoken several times. I'm going to let Robert Mark speak, and then you'll be next. Robert, you have the floor.
I think you meant me.
Mr. Chair, I already spoke about adding an item to the agenda. I don't have anything more to say.
Okay, then, Brenda, you have the floor.
Donald was before me, so I yield to Donald.
Thank you, Brenda. The point here is that, yes, insurance was approved by the insurance company for the PNB directors on the basis of the audit being submitted to the PNB and to the executive director. So, yes, you would be altering an outcome that has already been put in place, and you cannot do that.
Submitted, not approved.
That's precisely why this is out of order.
Carolyn, on the staff, please, to that point.
Carolyn, I have you.
No, you have not.
Donald spoke.
Brenda's next.
Okay, Brenda, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. So I'm sending out right now the citation of Robert's Rules. Now, to Steve Brown's point, if there's a motion to reconsider, the D&O insurance required us to approve the audit. And
submit
that was our
audit,
task as an audit. To approve the audit, and that's how you submit it. You can't submit it prior to approving it.
It was submitted
so,
to the it was submitted to the
please
committee.
Please don't have a dialogue, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, it's my turn to talk. Thank you. So, given that we already moved forward in approving the audit in order to have things like our D&O insurance approved, we need to go ahead and move forward and this no longer applies. Thinking about it 2 weeks later to notice a motion to rescind that already had action items pending on our approval is, again, as I said, moot and should not be on our agenda to consider. Thank you.
Okay, Steve, you want to respond?
Yeah, the budget, the audit had to be submitted, not approved. It was submitted to the audit committee. Approval by the PNB is not necessary for an audit, only that it be approved by the audit committee. So it was submitted. Once it was submitted, our D&O insurance was approved. the budget, the audit did not have to be approved in order to get that liability insurance.
Thank you.
Chair, point of order.
Carolyn, on the phone, please.
Well, hold on.
What's your point of order?
Okay. So,
what's your point of order?
Okay, thanks. I'll go ahead and call our CFO to be on the call. I don't know if he is already. Raul, are you on the call? Because I think, from my understanding, is that that was the reason why we had to approve the audit was for D&O insurance. So
that may make a point of
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Yes, I've got you on the stack, Carolyn. Raul made a point on the special audit meeting that we had on the 10th. He did not clarify whether it was necessary to accept the audit to get the D&O insurance. In any case, Carolyn, you have the floor. Oh, Carolyn.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. Yeah, there's a problem, a complication here. I was the person on the board who contacted Don Cooper, who is our agent, and he said this was a few weeks ago, that our insurance was dependent on receiving a letter from the auditors that the audit had been completed. And he gave a date, and that was extended. And then when I contacted him again to find out if, in fact, we had met his date, the date by which he was supposed to have been notified that the audit had been completed, he said he gave another date, which was, I think, the 18th. That was an extension from the original date. And he did not say that it was a letter from the auditor. He said it was a notice from the CFO that the audit had been completed. Approval was not in that email. Now, I can send you a copy of that, but basically, I think that the terms of the agreement for the insurance were changed probably by agreement with our CFO and the insurance company. And that's fine, but approval, as Steve pointed out, was not in the agreement. Finally, it was simply that it had been completed, and approval is still awaiting, as far as I'm concerned, because we now have a motion to reconsider the vote, and I think that we should deal with that and stop tap dancing around that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Well, we're still trying to clarify the agenda for tonight. One member has requested that the item by Steve Brown for reconsideration be removed from the agenda. The chair has ruled that we can go ahead with that and consider that and discuss it, and the committee will make the final decision. And there's been also an item after that to discuss what to do if our auditor does not provide us with an engagement letter for 2014.
There must be 12,000 other auditors in the area that we can ask.
But it's still something the committee should consider. And then after that, nominations for the chair for this year and nominations for the secretary for this year. Is there any objection to this agenda?
Well, Carolyn on the stack, yes.
What's your objection, Carolyn?
Well, we're dealing here with the question of Robert's rules. Are we really going to vote to abrogate the bylaws, which say that we are bound by Robert's rules? The bylaws are very clear about the reasons for which a motion may be considered for rescission, and we're not in violation of those rules. And voting to violate those rules and ignore a move to rescind, I think would put us in a little bit of a precarious position. So I'm not too sure. Can the chair really ask us to vote on to violate Robert's rules here? I mean, the question is pretty clear. It's I think there's some misunderstanding, and that's part of the problem. But the bylaws, the audit has not been used. The approval of the audit has not been used. The insurance, if that is the member's concern, who brought the objection. So I would suggest that even a motion to put it to the committee is a mistake. Can you do that? Can you ask us to approve something illegal?
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
And then Kim, please.
Okay, Jose Luis, you have the floor.
Okay. You know, I think that there's a conflation of issues here, and we have to comply with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and that's why we're doing this whole audit to begin with, in order to get this $1 million or so and be in compliance. One little mistake from this committee that's in the bylaws and doesn't get it right sets us back a whole year. Director Kaufman has been on our case that this audit wasn't done fast enough. She wants the audit to be done in order so we can secure this $1 million. And if this committee is taking the Corporation for Public Broadcasting saying, we don't care about the 7-day notice, we're going to do this anyways, and we don't care that the auditors have relied on our vote in the past, and other creditors have relied on our votes in the past, and the PMB has relied on our votes, and now we want to reconsider this body. It's unsound.
Steve Brown on the stack.
I was next.
Kim, you have the floor. And then
first of all, to be clear, this audit has nothing with CPB to do with CPB getting that money. That we lost that last June. Okay, that's done. This has nothing to do with CPB. Any of this 7-day notice has nothing to do with anything to put an item on the agenda. And I just don't know why. Some people have some special knowledge of all these things that are being done with our DNO that some of us don't have. And all we have is like, well, so-and-so said, but the PNB as a board is not getting informed about this. Unfortunately, I wish we had one actual report from the CFO or the IED about what the status of this is, instead of various people seeming to know things that other people don't know. So it's very hard to know what to who to believe, because none of this seems particularly believable. And I just feel that if I were somebody who I voted against it because I did not think it was ready to be approved. I still don't think it's ready to be approved. I think there are problems. These are public documents. They do not go this will go to CPB just on the file, but this goes to the public and it goes to the Attorney General. They are the ones who we are in arrears with. And to have an incorrect audit is problematic for me. And I still have answers I'm trying to get to see if this checks out. So that's it.
Steve, you have the floor.
Yeah, well, Kim said most of what I want to say. The other point I'm making is that a motion to reconsider takes precedence over all business, even pending business, and I believe it takes precedence even over completion of the agenda. So I would say that we should vote on it now. As you see in the citation from Roberts, which I sent.
Thank you, Steve. The chair believes that Steve is correct, that it's, it does take precedence over all other business.
Yes, Chair. This is Brenda.
If the committee is firm on approving this.
We need to take a vote on this in order to consider it or not. It's plain and simple. When there's a challenging to the ruling of the chair, there needs to be a vote taking place to challenge that ruling.
All right, let's call that vote.
Kim, take the roll call. A yes vote supports the chair. A no vote will overrule the chair.
Point of information, please. Carolyn.
What's your point of information, Carolyn?
May I assume that whoever's taking notes...
Carol, your voice dropped out. Carolyn.
I'm sorry, I want the names of the people who vote and how they vote recorded in the minutes if that's not already being done. Thank you.
Okay. Secretary, you want to take the roll call? And I believe the chair doesn't vote.
Can you repeat what your ruling is that Kim is challenging?
Actually, Brenda is challenging my ruling. My ruling is that that Steve Brown is correct in that a motion for reconsideration of vote by a member of the majority who of that vote takes precedence over other business of this committee.
And check.
And it cannot be removed from the agenda.
By the way, the chair can vote in case of tie.
Yes, the chair of the committee can
yes.
vote. Absolutely.
Chair, this is Brenda. Can I state why I'm challenging the ruling so then that way the vote for
okay.
a yes or no is clear?
Yes, I'll let you...
Point of order. We've already heard this. We're taking a vote now.
There's a member who asked why there was a challenge to the ruling of the chair, and I'd like to state my point as to why I'm challenging it.
We just spent the last 20 minutes discussing
hey,
that.
It's up to the chair.
I'm sorry,
not
chair. You.
You
are not the chair, Kim. Fred, could I state my point as you were about to let me do so?
If you do it quickly.
Yes, I'm going to do it quickly. The reason why I'm challenging the ruling of the chair is, as I stated before, the National Office has already taken action based on our passing of the audit. And that's why I'm challenging the ruling that the reconsideration is out of order and moot. Thanks.
What is it, Carolyn?
Yeah. Well, since you've allowed the restatement of the argument, can we have at least 2-4 and 2-against to discuss this issue further since it's been reopened? Thank you.
A vote to support the chair is, I don't believe this is can be discussed. So
you already allowed a statement on it. Uh-huh.
Well, can you be quick?
Jesus Christ. Yes, I think that the member offering to challenge the ruling is mistaken in her understanding of what constitutes a barrier to rescission. And I think that we are certainly...
Reconsideration.
Reconsideration, rather, that we are certainly within our rights to consider this issue really carefully, and that that's a red herring. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay, Kim, take your roll call. Again, I'll restate that a yes vote supports the ruling of the chair, and a no vote overrules the chair. Kim?
Sorry, I was on mute. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Virginia Browning.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Not present. Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
James Edwards.
No.
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher?
No.
William Heerwagen?
No.
Kim Kaufman? Yes. Robert Mark?
I'm going to abstain.
Brenda Medina?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Nancy Saratoni?
No.
And Pete Tucker?
No.
All right. Well, let's hear it for free speech.
The chair can also vote, by the way.
4, 5, 6, 7.
What is the chair's vote?
Well, if the chair can vote, I vote yes.
To uphold his own ruling, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6, 7, 1.
So it's okay. 6 yes, 7 no, and 1 abstention.
Right. So, you know,
well,
free speech has...
Can we move on, please? Order of the day.
Pardon me?
Orders of the day.
Editorializing, Kim, really.
Oh, really, yes.
You're the secretary. Act like it.
I am. Free speech does not rule at Pacifica.
I'm sorry, Chair. Can you please proceed with the meeting? The member is not in order.
The member is totally in order.
Excuse me, you are not the chair. Fred, you're on
the
mute.
So the agenda is we have roll call, approval minutes, clarification of members, notice of next meeting, discussion of audit of 2014 auditor, nominations for chair for this year, nominations for secretary for this year. Is that correct?
Well, I have.
Okay, is there any additions to this? Hearing none, we have an agenda.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
I have a question about the timing of the availability of the management letter. Was that on the agenda?
No, it wasn't. Is this Jane Gatewood?
Yes, thank you. I just like to update on the expected timing of that, and if we were going to try to deal with any time before the next month.
Jane, your voice has been breaking up. All I can say about the management letter is we haven't heard anything from the auditors about a completion date. Normally they do it after the audit.
This is Kim.
Yes.
I saw an email. I don't know, maybe it was just on the PNB. No, I don't know, that where Grant said that they were working to complete it and it would not be done by tonight. So that's all we know at this point.
Yes. So we have no date idea of the date that this will be completed. If it may be done by next month's meeting, it may not be.
Nancy, on the stack.
Okay, Nancy, you have the floor since there's nobody else on the stack currently.
Yeah, since we have a chair and a secretary right now. And this item that Robert Marcus put on about what we're going to do about if Armanino does not... I heard or I read that they did not sign a re-engagement letter. Could we go to that point first before going to elections?
Well, we still have on the agenda, we now have approval minutes, and we have minutes for... From both January and March. And I assume people have received the minutes. Let's see.
Nancy, again, I haven't received anything, but when you have time later, whoever is this a listserv or what is it?
It was sent out today. I will forward you right now the minutes. I don't know if I have your email address, though. That's the problem.
Oh, okay. NancySaibara@gmail.com. NancySaibara. But I could not vote on the minutes.
A little slower. Oh,
I can do it, Fred.
I'm sorry?
I can do it, Fred.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
Yeah, William Hairwagon, point of information.
What's your point of information, William?
Was your response after Jane Gatewood's request to add something to the agenda resulting in that it's not being added to the agenda, or?
Well, we've already approved the agenda. It'll take a two-thirds majority of the committee members to make changes to the agenda at this point.
I must have been sleeping. I didn't hear an approval of an agenda.
What?
Go ahead.
I forget what Jane wanted to add to the agenda, or was she just asking about the management letter?
She was asking for clarification about the discussion about the auditor, I believe, and the management letter.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Carolyn, you have the floor.
I think that hiring of a contractor, et cetera, would be information for a closed session. I'm not happy about that, but I believe that that would be correct. Maybe someone else can correct me if that's wrong, but we may have to move into closed session for that discussion.
Thank you, Carolyn. I was going to raise that point with the committee also, that since that involves a contractor and personnel and hiring personnel, it should be done in executive session. We do have an executive session notice, so we could do that. But currently what's on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Is there any objection to approving the minutes of...
Yes, this is Donald.
And what's your objection to approve? We have 2 minutes. We have minutes for January 27th.
Yeah, this is for the March 10th meeting. Ms. Kaufman, in her pursuit of perfection, failed to spell my name on the Medina motion to approve. She has it listed as Gold, apparently leaving out the second half of my last name.
Wait, where?
This is on the
Medina motion to approve. This is the 3-10-15
minutes. Right. Is this on page top of
Brown,
page 2?
Fuentes, Gold, Hearwagon, Medina, Reyes, Tucker.
Okay,
no.
So this is on the vote?
This is on the vote.
Oh, okay. I see it. Sorry, I was probably just in a hurry writing it down.
Well, there you go. Even you can make mistakes.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
I'm assuming that's easy to correct.
Yes.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes of March 10th? And by the way, there's another mistake. It's March 10th, 2015, not 2014.
Okay.
Since we're talking about typos.
Yeah, no, I don't like making mistakes. So I don't like having them on there.
Brenda, for the staff, please.
Yeah. You have the floor, Brenda.
Okay, thanks. I'd like to also add for the March meeting. I'm not sure. We also discussed next meeting. I believe that was on the agenda since it was pending that we were going to receive some of the stuff from the auditors, and that is not included within the minutes.
This is Kim.
You have the floor, Kim.
Well, there was no discussion since this meeting is our regular meeting, and I think it was just established that we would be meeting on this date, so we didn't set another meeting.
The chair believes that we did. I just noticed the meeting for March 24th, and
because that was a special meeting.
Because all you have here on the agenda is set next meeting.
Right.
And I just noticed it as being March 24th. Are there any additional changes requested of the minutes for March 10th? Is there any objection to approving the minutes of March 10th? going 1, 2, 3.
Hi, sorry. This is Brenda. For the minutes on March 10th, I do have another change. Sorry, I was trying to unmute. There was parentheses in the minutes when I was challenging the ruling of the chair. It was the fact that the member Burden was speaking out of turn. There was a question mark whether it was a point of personal privilege or was she speaking out of turn. So I just wanted to get it clarified that the challenge of the ruling of the chair is that Ms. Burden was speaking out of turn.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
At the time, and even on listening to it a second time, it was unclear as to what was going on. So I'd like to leave it at that.
Okay. This is Brenda. Since I challenged the ruling of the chair from that meeting, I'm letting you know what I was challenging it for. Ms. Carolyn, Ms. Burden was speaking out of turn, and the chair was allowing Ms. Burden to speak out of turn. So I was challenging the chair of not allowing Ms. Burden to speak out of turn since it was being allowed to do so. So that was
I was challenging. Right, but it was debatable whether she was actually speaking out of turn or taking a point of personal privilege. That's what it was hard to hear on the stream, which was happening. You may have thought she was speaking out of turn, but it was hard to tell whether you were interrupting her point of personal privilege.
Well, since we're dealing with minutes, what do you want changed in this, Brenda?
Yeah, William, for the stack, maybe I can help.
So there's a question, there's a parenthesis, and it says, was it a point of personal privilege, or was she speaking out of turn? And so my challenge to the ruling of the chair was that he was allowing Ms. Burden to continue speaking when she was, in fact, out of her turn. And the chair was allowing her to do so, so I challenged the ruling of him allowing her to do so.
As secretary, I maintain that she was taking a point of personal privilege, and you interrupted her, you know.
And as secretary, you're wrong. This is William Hairwagon.
Uh-huh.
I listened to the meeting today. There's nothing unclear about it. Fred,
excuse me. He was not recognized. Chair, could you recognize?
Yeah, Fred, may I
continue? Mr. Hairwagon.
I had asked for the floor previously.
Okay, you may speak.
Thank you. It was very clear to understand when I listened to the meeting today, and it was very clear to me at the time of the meeting that Raul had asked for a point of privilege to address something, and it was then Carolyn Burden trying to get back and answer his point of personal privilege, respond to his point of privilege. It had nothing to do with her point of personal privilege. There never was one. So Brenda is almost correct. Maybe her wording might be a little bit off, but she's a lot closer to reality than what other people are trying to say, like you, Kim.
Point of information, please.
Carolyn, what's your point of information?
Could the chair stop this sniping and take a listen to the minutes and give us a report at the next meeting so we could move on with some real business? I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Are you moving to the table? I move to table these sets of minutes. This is Brenda.
Second.
Okay. We have to take a vote on tabling the minutes.
And I'm only asking for the March ones, not for the January ones.
Understood. Secretary, would you take the roll call vote?
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. Okay.
To clarify, a yes vote is will table the minutes. A no vote will not table them. Okay. Proceed, Kim.
Okay. Steve Brown. Steve? Virginia?
Pass.
Yes. Did you get that?
Yeah. Carolyn Burden?
I'll pass.
Jose Luis Fuentes? Jane Gatewood?
At the table.
Donald Goldmacher?
Yes, to table.
William Heerwagon?
Yes.
Kim Epstein? Robert Mark?
Mark votes yes.
Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Nancy Saratoni?
Abstain.
Pete Tucker?
Abstain.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Passes.
Oh, I'm sorry. God. Virginia Browning?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
And Jose Luis Fuentes. Okay, so it's 7-1-2-4.
Okay, so we go on to the minutes of January
27.
Correct. January 27th. And is there any objection? Is there any additions or are there any additions or changes to the minutes of January 27th? Is there any objections to accepting the minutes of January 27th?
Can Nancy abstain? I wasn't even here. There. Whatever.
It will be noted. Is there any objections to the minutes of January 27th?
Could we take a vote since there is an abstention?
If you want, Brenda... Kim, take a vote on the minutes of January 27th.
Okay. Brown.
Pass.
Browning.
Abstain.
Burden.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes. Burden votes yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Jane Gatewood.
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Yes. Donald Goldmacher.
Yes.
William Heerwagon.
Abstain.
Kim votes yes. Robert Mark.
Robert votes yes.
Brenda Medina.
Abstain.
Reyes.
Yes.
Nancy Saratoni. Abstain.
Abstain.
Pete Tucker.
Abstain.
Okay. 6-2-6-0-5. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I meant to go to Fred Blair or Steve Brown.
The chair votes yes.
sorry. This is, you know, I mean, we're not supposed to let people vote after the vote is called.
You couldn't call the vote because you didn't catch the passes.
Yeah.
I had passed. I passed when I should have abstained. I was not at that meeting. I cannot vote.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, so it's 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, it's not going to change the outcome, so. Okay.
So, okay. The March minutes have been tabled, and the January minutes have been accepted. We have an item here that called clarification of members. The 2014 Audit Committee is sort of seamlessly transmuted into the 2015 Audit Committee. We've had some members being removed, but actually no longer with the committee, and we have some new members. This is their first year on the Audit Committee. And we wanted to clarify on a station-by-station basis who the membership is at this point in time.
This is Kim.
So I guess we have some discussion on this. We can go to the representatives of each station and find out who the current members are. So, Kim, you have the floor.
Well, I just don't know if all the stations have voted for their local elections, and that's one way we can find out. If we can just maybe go around to each station and if hear a report. I mean, we can report from KPFK. We've had local elections, so our members are set.
WBAI is set. We voted.
So who actually is on the committee from BAI?
Oh, good question. I think it's on the list officially. I forget who is on there.
Okay.
I'm not at my computer at the moment.
Anybody else from New York is aware?
I'm bringing up the membership is. Steve Brown is new to the Audit Committee, I believe.
Oh, yes, right.
And
yes.
Steve, Carolyn and Steve are both directors. And who are the other people from New York?
Did Franklin?
Well, Heerwagon is present if he voted in. William?
Is Frank Lefevre not back on? I mean, he was, I don't know, ill or something?
Good question. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, how about DC? Hello?
Jane Gatewood?
Or Pete? Have you had your local elections? Are there any other members from PFW?
I can't recall.
All right.
They were supposed to take it up at the March meeting. I was absent from that meeting myself, and I heard a rumor that there was one meeting.
What?
Pete, did we have a quorum at our March meeting?
I think we did not. We passed around the list, but we were one short of a quorum.
Right. So there was some about the need for committees, but no official board taken on.
Yeah, there might be a little more than that, but I can't remember exactly who was on what committee.
No, it doesn't matter if you didn't have quorum. So we have to wait until you guys get a quorum and allow people to, you know, if there are more than, I think, two people from a local can be on a national committee. So, you know, if there are more than two people that are dying to be on audit, then you have to have an election. So so that's not been finalized yet.
Correct.
Okay. So, you know, I think A is done, and
Anybody else from T?
Nancy, Saira Anati Tomi, and Marilena Castellanos, and
okay.
Robert, director.
Okay.
So there are three members from KPFT.
Yes.
Thank you. So does that cover all the stations? KPFK has four members on the committee. Fred Blair and Lawrence Reyes are listener members, and the two directors are Brenda Medina and Kim Kaufman.
Okay. So... Okay.
Okay, so that brings us around to the, I assume that takes care of the clarification of membership of the audit committee. Notice for the next meeting, I haven't put up on the calendar the April meeting, but following our rule that we've been meeting on the fourth Tuesday of the month, that would make it April 28th. And is that a problem for any of our new members?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Okay. We've had a rule in the audit committee that we've been meeting on the fourth Tuesday of the month. The next meeting of audit would be Tuesday, April 28th. If we follow that rule, that's about 5 weeks from today. It's possible for the committee as a whole to select a different day of the week, but we've been meeting on Tuesdays for years now because it's the same day as the Finance Committee meets, and the two committees cannot have any common members. Therefore, it's possible for us both to meet at the same time without any problem.
This is Pete. That works for me.
And then Kim.
Okay, Kim, you have the floor.
Did you say the last Tuesday or the fourth Tuesday? Because I thought
I said the fourth Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
There are occasions of a fifth Tuesday in some months.
Okay, I thought you said this was the fifth Tuesday. So, okay, so April 28th, that's fine.
And if there's no objections, we will keep, this year we'll keep the same dates. I can post those dates on the KPFTX calendar.
This is Kim.
If it's agreed to.
No, this is Kim.
That's it.
No, this is Kim. Can I say something?
Yes.
We really need to wait until next month until PFW has finalized its members. We can't set the meetings for the year until all stations have presented their committee members.
Okay, well, that needs
to
be made.
So we're setting it for next week, for next month, and that's all we can do tonight.
Thank you for clarifying that point, Kim.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Okay, William, you have the floor.
Okay, I'd have this crazy idea that I'd like to listen to the Finance Committee meeting, and maybe everybody's happy with their meeting at the same time as Finance. I'm not. I'd like to recommend the fourth Monday instead of the fourth Tuesday.
I think that's a bigger question, William.
Next
last.
Next
we tried to. Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, for the next meeting. If we're not setting it for the year, I mean, just for the next meeting. So instead of the 27th, I mean, instead of the 28th, Tuesday, I'd recommend Monday the 27th.
Did you see what was on KPFTX?
Yeah, it's blank now.
I don't have KPT. I don't have the calendar up currently.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. There's nothing on the 27th.
Excuse me, this is Nancy. On March the 1, 2, 3, 4th, Monday, it says WPFW Executive Session Management Assessment and Search. I don't know if they will have. Does Jane know? Will they have a meeting on that day?
Well, I thought we were talking about April.
Yes, April. Yeah, but March had the 4th. Second and fourth Monday as a management assessment and search meeting. It's not a PNB meeting. I'm just saying it's a WPFW committee meeting. It sounds kind of serious.
Yeah, I'm not on that committee, but Jane is.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
Caroline, let's talk here.
Yes, Caroline. You have the floor, Caroline.
Yeah, I think that the idea of having two committees with mutually exclusive membership meet on the same night is probably a good idea. And I think if people want to listen in, perhaps they either shouldn't be or they should rely on minutes and so on. I don't, with all due respect to William's preferences, I don't think that we should change the schedule for that reason. I like the idea of having a meeting in which there is no known conflict, and that's pretty clear. So I would vote to keep it the same Tuesdays. Mondays are not good for me anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline. I would mention that last year for the 2014 Audit Committee, we tried changing the Audit Committee from the odd Tuesdays to the even Tuesdays. To the even Tuesday, and it turned out that finance change did the same change, so we ended up still in conflict with with finance. So you can't seem to win on these things. The thing with the finance committee is you can the audio is recorded and you can listen to it.
Oh, good. Okay, that's settles that then. That's good. That's fine.
So, if there's no more discussion, can we move the agenda?
Do we need to vote on this?
No.
No.
That's a move.
Okay. Well, since we've eliminated Steve Bound's reconsideration, we moved on to the discussion of the 2015 auditor that was proposed by Robert Mark. You want to remotivate that, Robert?
Yeah, I just don't think that there's a guarantee that Armanino is going to want to deal with us for another year. And I don't think we should get caught flat-footed. So I'd like for some people that have been on here, when they've actually hired an auditor from scratch, to talk about what we would need to do to get bids for an audit and how long that takes and how long notices are posted, because I just can't see, if we have to get a new auditor, I can't see them being hired much before June or July. And maybe someone can correct me on that.
Robert, are we talking about, we're talking actually about the 2014 auditor, not the 2015 auditor.
That's correct.
Well, I guess I can say a few words as chair, since I was chair of the audit committee the year that we selected Armanino. It seems to me that that process took 2 to 3 months of effort on the part of the audit committee. The first thing that has to be done is a RFP, a request for proposal, has to be written up and sent out to a number of audit
firms that are, that meet the basic requirements of for our search. One of the requirements was that the audit firm had to be a local California firm. That's what we did in, I believe, 2011 or 2012 when we selected Arm Amino. There are lots of, there are obviously lots of audit firms out there, and we contacted about a dozen. I did the initial talk to the firms, and requested a proposal from them. When we actually got proposals, then we went through those and selected those that were appropriate for Pacifica, and we did actual audio interviews over the phone with the firm, and we had a set of questions that we asked them. And then the audit committee actually had to make a selection of the firm. That all took about 2 to 3 months of time. So it's doable, but it is a lot of work. That's all I have to say. I'll entertain people who want to have the floor and discuss this. Does anybody want to say anything?
Yeah, William for the stack.
Okay, William. You have the floor.
Thank you. If anybody was listening when we had our meeting last month, the auditor, Mr. Lamb, who was on with us, said clearly that they'd be ready to start the 2014 fiscal year audit as soon as all information was available. I mean there was a question on KPFK, maybe other things we don't know about yet that may not be complete, but he said they'd be ready to start the very day that all the information was ready. So I don't think there's a question of Arm Amino not doing the audit, even though they haven't signed the letter yet. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Carolyn.
Yeah, then Kim.
Carolyn. Okay, Carolyn, you have the floor.
Yeah, I think there's a legal question. I mean, Arm Amino is tied up in income tax season, so maybe we could find out if after this is over, as late as it may be, the fact that that audit will be delayed yet another year, and they may not want to be blamed for that, would they be interested in it? Perhaps we could ask Raul or someone to ask them off the record if it's worthwhile waiting them out until they're over the tax season, or if in fact we should get busy looking. In the meanwhile, I do suggest we start an informal inquiry into other companies just to cover our backs. We may be left here with a problem. So I would vote for starting an inquiry or at least collecting names and so on. It's not an active search for another company, much as I hate to, because I think Amino has served us very well. But I understand that they may be fairly disgusted with our delays and inability to provide them with what they needed to proceed on time. So I hope they'll stay with us, but if they don't, we do need to be prepared. And I would vote for that.
This is Brenda for the stack.
Kim, you have the floor.
I heard something different than William did, and I heard them say we're not even thinking about it until they have everything complete. So they didn't say yay or nay. They just said, show us the finished documents and then we'll see. So I don't know. I think that possibly Fred should communicate with Arm Amino and ask them directly what are their plans.
Steve Brown on stack.
I've got you, Steve. Before Brenda speaks, I'll just say I got the impression that they were waiting on Pacifica to get to be ready for the start of the 2014 audit. Brenda, you have the floor.
Yes, I believe this is a non-issue for now. I think we should wait until we receive the management letters. We'll have a conversation with Armenino in executive session, and then I think we could move forward in discussing the fiscal year 2014 audit, and then making our decisions if we have to explore other options. But as we understood and as we voted in the past to retain Armenino, we should keep with that plan and not try to veer away from it. At this point, I think it's a little premature. Thank you.
Steve, you have the floor.
Yeah, this is not the way audit firms or accounting firms conduct themselves. When you have a relationship with a firm, it's assumed, unless something untoward happens, that you will continue. So it's my assumption that unless, and I have only been on this committee for a short time, unless something has gone down between Pacifica and the audit firm, that there will be continuation. If the audit firm said, well, we can't give you an answer until this, that, or the other thing, that's an indication to me that we should start looking for another auditor, and we should not wait until we're up against the wall and have no time to go through whatever lengthy process Pacifica has to go through in order to get somebody hired. I've been running corporations for 30 years. That, to me, says we really don't want to be connected with you anymore, and we'll hold it off for as long as we can. Let's look for another firm. If we go with them again, fine. If not, we should have a backup ready. I think we should get a request for proposal up and start looking.
Is that a motion?
William, for the stack also.
Is that a motion?
Lawrence,
you can consider that a motion.
Hey, Lawrence, you have the floor.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor, so I don't want to be out of order. Are you going to entertain that motion?
Steve, could you restate the motion again?
Yes. Because of what I just said, I move that we immediately prepare an RFP and send it around. And we can notify, if we like, our current audit firm that we're doing this because we have not received assurance from them that they wish to continue.
Pete for the stack.
Donald for the stack.
Okay, yeah, William had asked earlier.
I'm sorry,
Lawrence,
I got William.
To take the floor.
I'm sorry?
Lawrence is ready to take the floor now.
Okay, well, let me clarify the stack. I have Lawrence, William,
Pete.
Donald.
Okay. Okay, Lawrence, you have the floor.
So it's a well-intentioned motion. The only concern that I have is that we are responsible as an audit committee to hire an auditor every year once the audit year is over with. So, I mean, I think it might be a little premature to request bids. I agree with Ken that you should communicate with Armenino and see where they stand. Which way are they leaning, or what are they considering in terms of being retained as auditors?
Okay, William, you have the floor.
Okay, I can only repeat that what I said before, which was said not too long after what Kim heard the auditor say. The auditor said that he would be ready the very day that Pacifica was fully ready to start 14. In other words, they've done all their schedules, they've got all their ledgers ready, everything's done, ready, prepared. They would be ready to start. That's what Mr. Lamb said. Now, if
if for some reason people think he's not in a position of authority to say that, then maybe Mr. Brown's problem with Armenino can be pursued. But I don't believe there is a problem. And probably the only thing we could or should do is ask maybe perhaps Raul, or if somebody wants to go directly to Armenino, if they have Fred go directly, or who, if we elect a new chair or whatever, go to the Armenino. But setting the wheels in motion to tell Armenino that we don't want you anymore is not a very good move. Thank you.
Who recommended that?
Kim to the stack.
That's what Steve Brown is recommending.
That's what Steve Brown said. You have to have your ears cleaned out.
Well,
order,
please
no crosstalk.
Kim to the stack, and let's move the stack.
Well, wait a minute.
Pete,
Why would you want to go for a new auditor when the auditor has said he's ready to start as soon as Pacific is ready?
This is Kim, and I'd like to
hold on,
respond to that.
Hold on. The next person on the stack is Pete.
Thanks.
You have the floor, Pete. Your voice is breaking up. We can barely understand you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
My recollection of what the auditor said is similar to what William laid out. I think it is definitely premature to put a request for proposals out. It seems to me like they've done a professional job, that they've expressed at least interest in going forward. And so through Raul, our chair should touch base with Raul and touch base with them, and then put a question mark and see where they are before we start going with the request for proposals. I mean, I think that's out of order. And also, it seems like there's an attempt. Well, I'll leave it at that. I think it's premature, and I think they've done a good job, and I think we should just touch base with them. Thanks.
Point of personal privilege.
Steve Brown, I want to clarify what is being misinterpreted.
Order. Is this that? No?
Yes. Steve, I'll let you speak after before Kim. Donald, you have the floor.
Yes, it seems to me that there are two people to pose this question to. One is named Raul Salvador, the other is Margie Wilkinson.
Okay.
They are in a position to know more than any of us here as to whether Armenino wants to continue or not. And my recollection is the same as Peters and Williams, that Brand indicated that Armenino would go forward once Pacifica was ready to go forward. So I really question what the motivation here is to generate an RFP, to say, oh my God, we have to have a backup ready. Where is this coming from? Is it that they did such a really bad job on the 2013 audit, or that they did too good a job, and that is not to the liking of some people on this committee?
My God.
Are you finished,
Donald? Point of personal
privilege,
Chair.
Yes, I am
point of
finished.
Personal privilege.
What is your Brenda, what is your point of personal privilege?
Oh, thanks. Because I think this was... So I text Margie, and she said... Because I asked her, and she said that Armenino is ready to start the 2014 audit right away, like now. So I think this is a non-issue. And there's some noise in the background that people can hear.
Could you stop?
Somebody's sleeping.
The cow in the background.
Somebody's snoring into the phone. Could somebody mute,
somebody's
please?
Somebody's
Hey, Brenda, what you want to finish up?
No, that was it. Thanks.
Okay, Steve, I'm going to let you go before Kim.
All right. Well, it is now moot. My point was that if, as I understood it, I was not privy to conversation that William was, if Armenino was hesitant to give us a yes or no answer, to me that means he's not going ahead. If they have his assurance that he's going ahead, I have no problem. I'm not crazy about the job they did, but let's assume we're going forward. Was, if we can't get an assurance from him, planning out next year's schedule for themselves, get a backup RFP.
Kim, you have the floor.
First of all, the audit committee hires the auditor, not the IED and not the CFO. They do not get involved in this process at all. That's a complete conflict of interest, number one. Number two, we recommended last, I believe, December, maybe November.
Can everybody mute and then we one by one go back so we can get rid of this cow who is mooing in the background?
Somebody's sleeping. He can't, obviously can't mute.
Well, then we'll know who it is.
Well, it's not me, that's for sure.
Somebody is snoring.
All right, what are you going to do? He's stuck.
Well, then what are we going to do all together now? Hey!
We go to his house. What's the matter with you? Knock on the door.
All right, let me finish. So we approved them to do 2014 in either November or December or something. They have not signed their engagement letter. I mean, that's all we as an audit committee have to go on. Not, you know, what who somebody said. I'm going to amend, make an amendment to Steve's motion, which is Fred asks Armanino, so we get it in writing. We know what their intention is. And if it's not satisfactory, then we start looking.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor.
William Hairwagon with a point of personal privilege on the previous speaker.
William, what's your point of personal privilege?
Okay, Mr. Brown said that he was not privy to the information that I was privy to. The information I was privy to, I heard twice, once at the meeting, and once today when I listened to the meeting again, our previous meeting, where the auditor said precisely what I said he said. In fact, I have it written down, so it's in quotes if you want. They will start the day that the system is ready. And now Brenda has said, I believe, if I understood Brenda correctly, she said she got a text from Margie Wilkinson saying that they're ready to start. And then the question of Kim, director from Los Angeles, saying that it's inappropriate for the management to be talking with the auditor is totally absurd. Our job is to pick an auditor. The auditor then works with management, and we butt out. Thank you.
Robert Mark Stack.
Robert, you have the floor. You're the only one on the stack at this point.
Yeah, I would just like to say that my motivation for bringing this topic up was because I was getting very negative vibes from the auditor twice on the telephone that they did not want to commit to doing our 2014 audit. I'm thrilled to death if somebody has some more recent information and they're ready to go forward. And it was not my intent for us to approve sending out requests for proposals. What I think would be appropriate is that we somehow figure out how to act as quickly as possible in the event that they say no to us. Like, it would seem to me an RFP is an RFP, so that the one we used last time shouldn't require much modification. And then however you go about choosing the list of auditors that you want to send it to, you know, there ought to be a way that we can be prepared to do that quickly if something happens and Armanino is not willing to proceed with us. But personally, I'm thrilled to death if they are willing to proceed with our 2014 audit. I don't want to do anything that will spook them away from that.
Thank you, Robert. And point of view, a little bit.
Kim to the stack.
Yes. You have the floor, Kim.
I guess I'd like to make my amendment into a substitute motion that I move that Fred to ask Armanino what is their intention and get it in writing. That's the only solution. That's the only answer I will be satisfied with. Not a text that somebody may, you know. I want to hear from Armanino what is their intention. And I think that's a fair question for the audit committee to ask them.
Lawrence to the stack.
Chair, with a question. This is Brenda, after Lawrence.
I'm sorry? What did you say, Brenda? I didn't hear that.
I'd like to ask if Kim can send that in writing, just because I didn't fully hear what she said.
Okay.
Steve, we're on the stack.
Yes, I got you, Steve. Lawrence, you have the floor.
Yeah, I don't have much opposition to what the previous member said in regards to not completely engaging Armenino, but asking the question, where do they stand? I think it's kind of premature, bordering, demanding that they put the answer in writing. I don't particularly feel comfortable with that. I think I would completely feel comfortable if you were just to ask the question and then come back to the committee and report, or whoever's the chair at the time. Thank you.
Hey, Steve, you have the floor.
Yeah, I'd just like to clarify the purpose and function of an audit and the relationship of the audit committee and management and the auditor. An auditor is supposed to be independent, specifically independent from, as I'm quoting from a document, specifically independent from parties whose interests might be harmed by the results of an audit, meaning since those issues are inadequate risk management, inadequate internal controls, and poor governance. That's why management is supposed to be independent from the auditor and not work with them except in supplying of information when requested.